Hello.
Yes, we are talking to the mother of Black Hollywood. It is Jennifer Lewis. How are you, my queen? Yes.
Hey, sweetie. How are you out there?
Doing good in Kansas City. Of course, you from Kinloch, Missouri, so you know how to show me, dude.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
You guys are my neighbors coming from St. Louis, Kinloch.
Yes, that's what we try to talk about. Yeah. Honey, I'm on page 127 of your paperback edition of The Mother of Black Hollywood, and I just...
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It is an amazing read. It's kind of like you talking to your girlfriend, because you like me. You'll talk about something and be like, okay, now let me tell you about this. So I love the fact that you put this story out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, there ain't no shame in my game is all I can tell you. I told it all. I told all of it in the book. I laid my burden down. I laid it down, and now I feel free as a bird.
I can imagine, because it's so interesting to read about your beginning. You know, you belting out the church songs. You know, you start doing your thing, dancing, acting. You talk about the men in your life. Whatever happened to Miguel? I ain't got to the end yet, Jennifer.
Oh, that's okay. He passed away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
He passed away of a massive heart attack. Mm. Yeah, when you read further in the book, you'll find that out. Yeah, he was a wonderful man. You know, he was an intellectual. He had a lot of joy inside of him, and you know, I was young and in love, and it was wonderful.
Yes, and you lived your full life. What was it like for you to, you know, come from your beginnings that you came from and just steady keep going from next level to next level?
Well, here's the thing. I had a dream, and it was the passion. That's why I tell people, find your passion. It will save your life. You know, like cocaine was the drug of the 80s. When the man told me, I asked, how do you do it? He said, well, you sniff it. And then I said, well, then what happens? He said, well, then you feel a drip down your throat. I said, man, ain't nothing going on my throat. I got a mad day. So you see, it was the dream that kept me out of real deep trouble. I wasn't going to drink too much. I didn't want to destroy my skin. Mm. I wasn't going to smoke too much. I didn't want to mess with my lungs. So that's why I say to everybody in the book, find your passion. It will save your life, because nothing will be more important than that.
Absolutely. Love those words of wisdom. Make sure you get Jennifer Lewis's The Mother of Black Hollywood. Paperback edition is out. Of course, we see you on Blackish. You know, you, honey, you make your part. I'm like, yes, oh my, that's how I will be. That's how I got to be.
I love doing Blackish. Mm-hmm. Ruby Johnson is quite the character to play, honey. I'm telling you, the whole cast, the children, Tracy and Anthony, Lawrence Fishburne, you know what happened. Mm-hmm. You're on page 127 of The Mother Black Hollywood, but as you read further, you'll find out when people ask me how it is to work with Lawrence Fishburne, I tell them three things. I say Christmas morning, cotton candy, and anything else you can name.
All right. Hey, the chemistry's there. The chemistry's there. You can see it.
You know we work together and what I've got to do with it. And, of course, he was Morpheus in The Matrix. There's not a soul on the planet that doesn't know Lawrence Fishburne's work. And both of us have sustained in this business. Why? Because we love it.
You found that passion.
Yes.
And you just keep everything so real, from talking about your sexcapades, as we're going to call them, Miss Jennifer, sexcapades, to, you know, your bipolar diagnosis. What would you say to people who don't want to own, you know, the part of themselves, like, there's a struggle? What would you say to them so they can get that freedom?
Well, you know, any addiction is the same addiction. You know, people sit in dark rooms, they eat themselves to death and drink themselves to death and get high themselves to death and opioid themselves to death. Look, we're all in this together. We're vulnerable human beings. But what you have to do is just look in the mirror. Look in the mirror and say, I love myself. And stand there until you mean it. Mm. I mean it. You know, we stand in the mirror and we brush our teeth, we do everything, we stand there and put on 3 hours of makeup. Come on, take care of yourselves. Where's the love inside of you? Where's the joy inside of you to conquer the day? And unfortunately, so many of us have to go to jobs we don't like, but you gotta fight for your joy. I never thought I'd be running around quoting the Constitution, but we all have a right to pursue happiness.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The pursuit of happiness. You don't have to suffer. There's 7.6 billion people on this planet. You don't have to be alone.
I gotcha. I know that's right. And you've been a political advocate, a phenomenal performer. You have truly lived your life. And I just implore anyone who wants a good read, Jennifer Lewis, The Mother of Black Hollywood, this is the book. Jennifer, I'm so grateful I got to talk to you and look forward to finishing my book. Because as soon as I got it, Ms. Jennifer, I was like, okay, I'm sitting there, leave it alone. Let me sit on my recliner and get it in the book.
You know, people say they can't put it down. And that is because I was honest. I was raw. And I told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So can't nobody come for me. I tell them, I did it. Would I do it again? No, but I did it. And it brought me to where I am right now. And let me tell you something, girl. I am a happy human being.
Far
from perfect. And my poo-poo stinks. But let me tell you, I am flying free. Flying free and loving life. It's snowing in New York right now, and I just love it.
Yes, yes. Well, keep flying free, Miss Jennifer. Look forward to seeing you on my TV every Tuesday for Blackish. And God bless you, and thank you so much for sharing your story and being raw, real, and inspiring.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Have a wonderful holiday. Bye-bye.
You too. Happy holidays to everyone.